And now some news from the world of sports. In girls' high school basketball playoffs, Linden Institute will play for the Division II state championship after a 34-27 win last night over Fairhaven at Barry Auditorium. Shailen Mosier had a game-high 15 points for the Vikings. And in Division IV, West Rutland ran away with their semifinal, defeating Craftsbury 61-33. Brooke Raitz led all scorers with 22 points and put herself in the record books in the process, passing Kate Lincoln as the all-time leading scorer in the school's history. Tonight at Patrick Gymnasium, two Division I semifinals that were postponed due to the Nor'easter on Tuesday will tip off tonight instead. Number 2 Champlain Valley takes on number 3 Mount Anthony at 6 p.m. And in the late game, the top-seeded St. Johnsbury girls will face number 5 BFA St. Albans. And tonight, far from Patrick Gymnasium, but not far from the hopes of the Catamount fan base, the UVM men's basketball team will try to upset Purdue in round 1 of the NCAA tournament. The Catamounts are seeded 13th in the Midwest Regional. The Boilermakers are the 4 seed. And coming up later this morning at 8:44, I'll have a look back at UVM's win over Albany in the America East Championship on Saturday that got them the automatic bid to the Big Dance. I'll also be speaking with sports correspondent Andy Gardner about the Purdue team that UVM will take on tonight. To the pros now. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins went into the Calgary Saddle Dome last night looking to keep the high-flying Flames from setting a franchise record for most consecutive wins. Calgary was on a 10-game winning streak, but they'll have to start over as the Bruins came away with an impressive 5-2 victory. Brad Marchand scored his league-leading 36th goal when former Bruin backup goalie Chad Johnson couldn't cleanly handle a high lob that was sent in from the blue line by Bruins defenseman Colin Miller. Marchand followed up the play, pounced on the rebound, and backhanded the puck top shelf to bolster his case for MVP this year. Marchand moves ahead of Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby now in the goal-scoring race. The Bruins were fortunate that Johnson was in net for Calgary since a big part of the Flames' recent win streak has been the play of their number one netminder, Brian Elliott, who was out last night with the flu. However, the Bruins were playing their backup as well, Anton Hudobin giving Tuukka Rask the night off, and Hudobin got the win, making 21 saves despite letting in one he would like to have back. It was a long wrist shot from center ice by former Bruins defenseman Dougie Hamilton. That softy tied the game at 2, but the Bruins went ahead for good when David Backes, who had left the game in the first period with a leg injury, in fact having to be helped off the ice, returned in the second period and converted a wicked wrist shot over the glove of Johnson that stood up as the eventual game winner. David Pastrnak scored twice for Boston, and Matt Beleski, scoreless in his last 22 games, finally got one when he finished off a nice 2-on-1 rush, taking a feed from Ryan Spooner, who was playing in his first game since suffering a concussion. This was a big win for Boston, pushing them to a 5-point lead over both the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning for third place in the Atlantic. The Isles and Lightning are battling for that final wild card playoff berth, and if you're more optimistic, the Bruins are now just 3 points behind the Ottawa Senators for second place in the division. No rest for Boston on their Western Canada road trip. They skate against more familiar faces tonight when they take on the Oilers in Edmonton, a revitalized team featuring the league's overall points leader in Connor McDavid and old friend Milan Lucic. One other note, since I've been informed recently that there are a number of Philadelphia Flyers fans in Vermont, go figure. The Flyers are a long shot for the playoffs at this point, but any Flyers fan will tell you they always love beating the Pittsburgh Penguins. And last night they did just that, shutting out Crosby and Company 4-0. Flyers forward Wayne Simmonds scored career goal number 200 in that win. To the NBA, and the Boston Celtics are getting healthy at just the right time, about 3 weeks before the playoffs start. Last night, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 117-104 in Boston, behind 27 points from Isaiah Thomas and 20 from Al Horford, who also pulled down 9 rebounds. Defensive specialist Avery Bradley is back from injury, as is Amir Johnson, and the Celtics are really looking to make some noise in the postseason. In the World Baseball Classic, Team USA got a big come-from-behind win over Venezuela yesterday. Eric Hosmer's 8th-inning go-ahead home run the difference in a 4-2 win for the U.S.